not the greatest time for our country this year, has it? I mean, we've really, really not had the best of years, have we, Lucy? It's not been fab.
All right, doom and gloom to start
just
off
thought,
the podcast.
Just thought I'd start off. And it's, no, all I'm saying is, Emma, but you've ruined this. What I was going to say is, at least, you know, we've got Luke and Lucy FM to cheer us up.
There you go.
Yeah, something
always
like that.
Cheers you up.
Dear, whatever dear it is right now. Time. Whatever time it is right now. Here's Luke.
Hello.
She's Lucy.
Hiya.
This is Luke and Lucy FM. What's on this week's episode?
It's the one where we're interested about interesting people. Lucy and I are talking about some of the most interesting people that we've come across in our lives, and we've got a very interesting woman on the phone who's been to a variety of different countries, born in Brazil, and lived most of her life in books. Completely cut that off. Hello and welcome to Luke and Lucy FM, episode 65. We've done 65 episodes of this podcast, and if you've been with us since the beginning, we absolutely, positively salute you.
We love you.
We're doing an audio salute into your ears right now. Thank you so much. And if you've not checked out any previous episodes, just go to Luke and Lucy FM on iTunes, and you can see all previous episodes there. Or just go to audioboom.com/channel/Luke and Lucy FM. Lucy, we've had loads of new iTunes reviews recently as well.
We have, we?
I didn't even know that. Look at that. That says it all. The fact that you don't even know. You know what?
Well, I don't constantly check iTunes every single minute of the day
and
like yourself.
That's literally what I do. And hello, I'm Luke Marsden. And a true fact about me, we'd like to share true facts, is the fact, it's actually a true fact about us both, really, I suppose, Lucy.
On.
We have done over 100 episodes of our radio show together.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. In fact, actually, it was a bit upsetting because we celebrated the 100th one when you were on holiday. So, just on my own.
Oh, well.
Ultimately,
I celebrated with the cocktail.
I suppose
that
ultimately that sums up her show, really. I suppose I am really ultimately on my own. Lucy, what is a true fact about you? Now, I've read your true fact in front of me here, and it's very exciting.
Oh, go on.
Well, you could have been on a certain show.
Oh, wow.
What's your true fact, Lucy?
I could have been. I did get asked to audition for Love Island.
Now, for those who don't know what Love Island is, type into Google right now Love Island and you'll see a load of scantily clad women and loads of tanned muscle men in an island and being filmed like a new Big Brother, but they basically have to get together. You would have done perfect on that show, Lucy.
I would have been terrible on that show.
I think you would have been absolutely fantastic on Love Island, and to think it could have really boosted the podcast.
It could have done.
For me, it's very selfish that you didn't decide to do that show.
Why didn't you decide to do that show?
Does it look as though my body's going to get us on Love Island? To be honest, I don't know how you are audition for the show, because I don't know how your body's going to get us on Love Island.
I'm cheeky.
Lucy, we're doing this episode, 65 episodes in, we're doing this episode now because we want to really focus on interesting people, because as you walk through every aspect of your life, right, you meet a variety of different people.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's kind of rare to meet people who kind of ping an interest, you know, somebody that makes you think, actually, you know what, these people, pretty decent, pretty interesting.
Yeah, not like you.
Well, yeah, obviously, you know, unless of course you find us interesting. But I mean, even though talking about me, like, let's go. I didn't want to have to mention Big Brother, but you've made
me. Oh, here we go.
You've made me mention it.
I'm sure. Do you know what? I might as well start counting how many podcasts you've not mentioned that on.
Maybe two out of the 65 far. But I feel as though, you know, Big Brother, it is, certainly when it was years ago, it was a social experiment, right? And it focused on interesting people
that was when
talking
was
to each other.
Actually good.
That was when it was actually good. Now it's pretty much a car crash with loads of fake tits and you know.
And wannabe celebrities
white veneers. I feel as though, Lucy, do you not think, though, you had to be remotely, vaguely sort of interesting to get on that show?
Yeah, you know? Definitely. You had to have a little story, didn't you?
And I'm one of these people.
What was your story?
I didn't drink, I didn't smoke, I didn't swear. That was my catchy little
thing. That was your thing.
Yeah, of course, I do drink heavily now.
You drink.
In fact, I'm drunk right now. Literally unconscious with drink in my mind now. You know, whilst I auditioned for that show, I obviously met some really interesting, weird freaks.
Weird freaks?
Well, they were weird. There was two twins. There was a set of strippers. They were interesting. And, you know, why they did that for a living and various things like that. Yeah. I feel as though, you know, people's career choices make them interesting as individuals.
Oh, definitely. Like, everyone's judgmental, but I suppose these strippers would have earned a lot of money for what they did.
A lot of dollar for the holla, yeah.
I just don't think I could get naked in front of people. Yeah,
do you think you'd make a good stripper?
No,
really?
I don't.
Why?
Because I can't dance.
Yeah.
And yeah, no.
Well, that, I mean, that's literally the only requirement of the job is to get declothed and dance.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't do, only get declothed.
I'd be terrible at that, at them both.
Well, yeah, me exactly. Lucy, so, I mean, like, let's look at your recent career path and kind of what would you say makes you an interesting person?
I suppose we're on the radio, so that's quite interesting.
When you tell people that we're on the radio and do a podcast, Luke and Lucy FM, leave us a review, what's people's reactions?
They find it very interesting.
Do they?
Because I suppose a lot of people, well, they say they don't have the confidence that they'd be able to get on the radio.
But it's the easiest thing. Nobody can see us.
I know, exactly. That's what I think.
Yeah, exactly.
We're
just
talking to each other.
Nobody can see the fact that Lucy's got a horrific face right now. You know, makeup's
zero
all over the place.
On
exactly.
It.
Zits like a 14-year-old pubescent teenager.
I've got no zits.
What I'm saying is, though, Lucy, it is interesting when you tell people you do radio, but cause it's not, a normal everyday job. It
doesn't.
I
guess
you know,
so.
When you're at a party.
It's not a 9-to-5 office job, is
exactly.
it?
Exactly. When you're at a party, although you do that as well, I suppose, with best of both. Lisa, you know when you are at a party, dinner party, or, you know, whatever, what sort of thing that pings you and kind of gravitates you to around interesting people?
What do you mean?
I knew you wouldn't understand that question. Basically,
maybe talk more sense.
When you're having a conversation with somebody, how do you make it interesting? What interests you with them?
I don't know, you
usually
just have to
you
get on, then it's interesting, isn't it?
Well, no, but...
Yeah, I suppose when you smashed, you were a bit more interesting.
What's some of the most interesting people you've ever come across in your life? Obviously other than me.
Obviously other than you.
You've never met anybody you thought, wow, that's a really interesting career, a really interesting life story.
Definitely, but you're putting the question on me now.
I put the question on you 2 hours ago and said, think about this before we start recording episode 65.
I kind of met Simon Cowell once, he was pretty interesting.
No, did you, or did you walk past him?
No, we kind of met him. I took the picture for Babs and a friend.
Did he talk to you?
He spoke to Babs.
What did he say?
He said hello.
That's it. You've sold that shit story in a previous episode, I think. but there's nothing for you that makes you think, oh, like, I suppose you haven't really met that many interesting people other than me and Simon Cowell,
and
I suppose.
Simon Cowell.
Yeah, there's not really much else going on, though.
Not much going for me at all.
No, I don't think so. I mean, I've met some pretty interesting people in my time. I obviously have met Susan Boyle. I found her particularly interesting. Obviously, massive,
super interesting.
Massive Subo fan. And, you know, and this is one of the more weirder people I met. I suppose a few months ago, I think I mentioned it on a previous episode, I met somebody who was a mortgage advisor, but he was a investment city London type mortgage advisor. Mm-hmm. And he had a really interesting career path because he basically worked for a lot of people in government, then went to the private sector and is making a lot of money. Basically, corrupt is what he was saying there.
Basically, fraud.
Yeah, basically. And I once met a press officer, PR guru, for a funeral parlour.
Oh.
Now, yeah, I don't really know what really you do with a funeral parlour press wise. I mean, everybody has to die. Sure, it's easy press.
Well, yeah, I don't know. What do you even... How do you promote a funeral parlour?
Well, yeah, exactly. When you die, phone us. If there's any deaths
around.
There's loads of advertisements. There's loads of death around at the moment. Maybe they can just
in case you're thinking of dying tomorrow.
Yeah, if you are thinking of dying tomorrow, please then consider us in your will. Leave us a donation at Luke and Lucy FM if you want to tweet us. Well, people could leave... They don't donate things to pets and dogs. They could leave us a kidney or two. We could try and harvest them
a
for
kidney?
Money.
I might need a kidney, actually.
Wait,
so.
Why? Because your kidneys.
I'm failing.
They're failing. Are you joking?
I'm exaggerating.
Oh, wow, why? Because I was about to get maybe 2% emotional for you then.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
You know what, though, Lucy? What we need to do is we've lined up a woman who's got a far more interesting life story than us.
Super exciting.
So, enough about us now. Let's get her on.
I wish I had a good story to tell.
Well, maybe she could tell you her story and you'll maybe think that's a good enough story to say that you'd have it as well.
Yeah.
Welcome to Luke and Lucy FM, a world-renowned author. Not an author. I don't know who Arthur is. World-renowned author. She's just got a book out right now. It is Rosie Vidovich. Rosie, welcome to Luke and Lucy FM.
Oh, hello. Thank you.
You're really welcome. Rosie, I mean, let's dive straight in. You've had a pretty interesting life, right?
Yes, definitely. my life has always been full of adventures, and I make sure I have adventures all the time.
Is that to keep it interesting? Is that because you get bored easily, or you just this is what you wanted to do since you were a little girl?
No, I don't know what the meaning of boredom is. I just do interesting stuff all the time. I look for things to do. And I think life is not worth it if you are not living it in full.
Wow, Lucy, look at that. That's your motto, is it not, Lucy, when you're drinking Prosecco on a Friday night?
Definitely. So, obviously, with your writing, you've had to kind of do a lot of research, haven't you? What kind of research have you done for your latest book?
For my latest book, I've been working on a book about a gemstone dealer. So I set up a gemstone business, so I can learn all the trades, and I can get a really insightful view of what's like trading gems, and what are the cons, and what are the detail of trading gemstones.
Wow, so Rosie, to set up your, to really get under the skin of your new book, which we'll plug in a moment, you set up your own business. I mean, is that still operating now?
Well, yes, I'm working on that one at the moment. So that one will take a while to be out. But,
how's the business going? Is it booming? Is it good economy for gemstone dealerships?
You know, I think I make more money off this than writing. So
really?
Well, you've found your calling, Rosie. Forget sack off writings. Just carry on dealing gems. I mean, that is remarkable. So how does a woman, you're born in Brazil, right?
Yes.
So how does a woman born in Brazil, so you know, find herself in later life being a gemstone dealer in the UK? I mean, you've had a pretty interesting... What's one of the most interesting things that's ever happened to you, Rosie? We're talking about interesting people, and you obviously have jumped to a pretty interesting situation.
Yeah, what's one of the scariest things, like, you've kind of encountered while you've been researching?
One of the most frightening moments of my writing life happened quite recently. I was working on this book about the gemstone dealer, and I went to a farm in a very remote location in Brazil, and I met a guy. He was a kind of older gentleman. He was about in his late 50s, and I found out he was a slave. And
I
could not leave him behind, but I also could not endanger my life. So it was a tough call. And it still gives me the shivers because, you know, when you have to make the decision, do I leave this guy behind and have to live with it?
Yeah.
Or do I take him with me? And God knows what the slave owner would do.
Oh, my word. So what did you do? Did you kidnap him?
I managed to rescue him.
That's remarkable. Amazing. Oh, Rosie, we'll give you a clap. I mean, there's only me clapping, Lucy. Come on. That's fantastic.
Yeah, well, you know, when you immerse yourself into this sort of writing, you become part of people's lives. This is not just research where you observe. You are part of people's lives, and you sometimes you have huge influence on their lives.
Yeah.
2 years ago, I was working on a book about a maid, and she's a victim of domestic violence. And I worked with a lot of in projects that dealt with domestic violence. And the things you see and the things you say can really change people's lives. So you have to when you come in contact with real people, and you can change their lives, not just because of your writing, but because of what you are doing in order to get the content for your next book.
Yeah, I mean, I've got down here, Rosie, that you... I mean, is this true? It says that you investigated a brothel.
Oh yeah, my latest book called Casa da Branca,
which is out now, by the way.
Sorry?
I said it's out now, a little cheap plug. You can buy it on Amazon or any good bookstore.
Yes, you can. And the book is set in a brothel, but it's not about. There is no sex content whatsoever. It's about the lives of the girls in there. And I met these girls a long time ago, and I collected the stories over and over the years about girls living in the Amazon rainforest, and they work in brothels, and so
I weave
all that in one big story.
So to be clear, it's not the next 50 Shades of Grey.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. All the stories are very true. So it's just a heartwarming story. That's what everybody keeps saying to me, that they cried, and it's nice.
Yeah. What made you want to get into writing and writing books and doing all this research?
Well, I like to tell stories from the perspective from people who can't defend themselves. For example, the book about I mentioned earlier, The Maid, tells the story of Claudette, who works for a rich family in São Paulo. And Claudette is a lovely person, but she has to put up with an awful lot from her employers, and she's abused by her husband. And I wanted to tell Claudette's story from her perspective. And Claudette and the many other people will never, ever have the opportunity to write.
So you're a champion for these voices. Now, Rosie, I mean, these are fictional books based on real-life events?
Yes. Every story in my book is based on a true story. And sometimes I even keep the name of the person because it's anonymous enough.
Just in case. And before we let you go, Rosie, back to digging some crystal gems, I've got down here as well that you're the first Brazilian to walk the Welsh coast. Is that true? What?
Yes, I walked the Welsh coast in 2013. It's 870 miles.
Oh, wow.
And then I also walked the Offa's Dyke, which is the other side, the inland border of Wales. And I'm going to finish the walk in a few days' time, three more walking days.
Oh, wow, so we're in the middle of this record-breaking...
That's absolutely remarkable. Rosie, listen, thanks so much for taking the time to tell us your story. I mean, obviously, Casa de Branca is out now, so if people want to hear the stories that you've just talked about, they can go online and purchase your book. Rosie, thanks so much for being on Luke and Lucy FM.
Well, thank you for having me.
Thank you very much, Rosie.
Absolutely fascinating, Rosie.
Honestly, it makes me realise how boring my life is.
To be honest, I was listening to Rosie then, talking about the harrowing stories that she's been through, and obviously she's a crystal gem dealer now for another book.
She went to Amazon doing that, didn't she?
Exactly. Absolutely insane. And I was listening to that, I was thinking, Lucy, your life is Netflix and chill compared to this woman.
Super, super boring. I need to sort my life out.
The most research you've ever done for anything is eat a Chinese and tweet, I've just ate a Chinese.
This is true.
That is literally
That is why I can't tweet, because I don't do anything that interesting.
If you want
to
see Lucy's mundane rubbish, at Lucy M. Hilton verified on Twitter, and you'll see that Lucy leads a very dull life compared to Rosie
particular. Compared to Rosie,
I think anybody would lead a non-interesting life compared to what Rosie's been for. What a fascinating story.
Really, really is.
So again, Rosie's book, Casa de Branca, is available on Amazon now. You want to check that out? And I might get it, you know. I might see if I can wrangle a free copy and have a read.
Yeah, definitely.
Perfect for the holidays, right?
A free copy. Go and buy it.
Oh, yeah, I'll support Rosie. Support Rosie. That is it for this episode of Luke and Lucy FM. We hope you've enjoyed it. We are back very soon with episode 66. If you have enjoyed it, please, please, please do support us. Leave us an iTunes review. Just search Luke and Lucy FM on iTunes. And actually, Lucy, I had a lady come up to me this week and tell me, she said, I fell asleep with you last night.
Oh,
I've been drugged.
Have you been cheating on your girlfriend?
Yeah, I thought this has happened again. and turns out she's Hannah, and a big shout out to Hannah, who's had a massive binge listen all the way back from episode one of the podcast.
Hi, Hannah. I hope you're enjoying it.
Yeah, absolutely. So do what Hannah's doing. Binge listen to Luke and Lucy FM. We are the Netflix for your ears. That's basically what we are.
Yeah, it's true. And let us know if there's anything you want us to chat about or discuss, tweet us at Luke and Lucy FM.
Absolutely. Tweet us on there and that's it. And actually, if you are that kind of no and you're listening to us as you're falling asleep, we just want to say good night and sweet dreams.
Don't let the bed bugs bite.
Oh, Lucy, you've ruined it. I just wanted to leave it at sweet dreams.
You've ruined it. You've just listened to Luke and Lucy FM. Why not listen to it all over again? Oh, and please, leave us a review on iTunes. Pretty please.
Luke and Lucy FM is part of Podnose, the UK's leading independent entertainment podcasting network. Come visit us at www.podnose.com. That's PODNOSE.com.